decided to make The Outs Online because we didn't have a choice. At the time, I didn't know any television executives who I could walk into their office and say, we want to do this. Furthermore, it's not a terribly appealing pitch. It's about a gay breakup in Brooklyn that scares people away, and I think that has changed even in just the time since the show has come out. Ultimately, I'm really grateful for the way that we did it because the reach is so huge.
Going to need you to pretend to be my boyfriend to make him jealous.
What? I mean, thank you, but what?
Why do you think I brought you along? For your party cardigan, which, by the way, you're taking off before we get in there.
But what if there's a chill?
We make television. We call it independent television, indie TV. That's never existed before. Because before, to be on television meant being on broadcast television. And you couldn't just put something together with your friends and get it out in broadcast television. So this is a new thing. My family has been really supportive of the work. And I remember the day before The Outs got our first little snippet of blog coverage, I had been on the phone with my mother, and I was unemployed at the time, and she was saying, are you okay? And I had to say, I'm fine. You know, things are really stressful right now, but I'm doing this show, and we're just putting a lot of faith into it, and I think it will work. And that was a pretty dark moment for me, just saying, you know, thank you for your concern. We're giving it a try. And then, right at that moment, people started noticing the show and saying, oh, they're doing something really special. This new show is called Whatever This Is, and it started going online at the end of July. It's about two friends who are production assistants in New York. One of them is gay, one of them is straight, and the straight one's girlfriend. And they live together, and it's about them scraping by. We really wanted to be honest about the metrics, about the numbers of how you survive in New York. If I could do what I'm doing right now forever and pay my bills, I would do it. I get to work with people that I love, and I get to make work that I'm really proud of, and I think we're doing it better than anyone else, and I don't know what else I could want. The missing piece is that we all have to be able to make a living off of it.